जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Kishor Kishori Jaya Jagatnath Jagatnath Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jai Gauranitai, 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 Jai Gauranitai. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupad.
जय ओम विष्णु पाद परम हंसा परिवाजक आचार्य श्रुत श्रता श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवती नष्ट की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 18 टाइटल्ड किंग ययाति रिगेन्स हिज यूथ, टेक्स्ट नंबर 28 एंड 29। सो 29 वी हैव ऑन द बोर्ड, सो आई विल रीड 28 एंड देन वी कैन चैंट टुगेदर 29। तत्हेति अवस्थिते प्रहा देवयानी मनोगतम पित्रदाता यतो यस्ये सनुगायतु मां मनु। ट्रांसलेशन। आफ्टर हियरिंग शुक्राचार्य'स रिक्वेस्ट, विश्वपर्व एग्रीड टू फुलफिल देवयानी'स डिजायर एंड ही अवेटेड हर वर्ड्स। देवयानी देन एक्सप्रेस्ड हर डिजायर एज फॉलोज। Whenever I marry by the order of my father, my friend Sarmishta must go with me as my maid servant, along with her friends. Text 29. Pitradata devayanai. Pitradata devayanai. शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वनाम तत्संकतम वीक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं परयचरत् स्त्रीशाहस्रिनादस्वात् पित्रदत्त देवयानये शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानाम तत्संकतम वीक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं परयचरत् स्त्री सहस्रेण दास्वाद् पित्रदत्ता देवयानये शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानाम तत्संकटं वीक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं परायाचरत् स्त्री सहस्रिनादस्वात्। पित्रदत्त देवयाने शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानाम तत्संकटं वीक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं परयाचरत् स्थिरसहस्रिनादस्वात् पित्रदत्ता देव्यानी शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानाम तत्संकटं वीक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं परयाचरत् श्री सहस्रिनादस्वात् पित्रदत्त देवयानये शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानाम तत्संकटं विक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं पर्याचरत् श्रीशः श्रीनदासवात् पित्रा दत्ता देव्यान्यै शर्मिष्ठा सानुगातदा स्वानां तत्संकटं विक्ष्या तदर्थस्य च गौरवम् देव्यानीं पर्याचरत् श्रीशः श्रीनदासवात् पित्रा by the father, datta, given, devyanaye, unto devyani, the daughter of Shukracharya, sarmishtha, the daughter of Rishvaparva, sa anuga, with her friends, tada, at the time, swanam, of his own, tat, that, sankatam, dangerous position, vikshaya, observing, tat, from him, arthasya, of the benefit, ja, also, gauravam, the greatness, devyanim, unto devayani, Pariyacharat, served, Stri Shashrena, with thousands of other women, Dasavat, acting as a slave. Translation. Rishparva wisely thought that Shukracharya's displeasure would bring danger and that his pleasure would bring material gain. Therefore, he carried out Shukracharya's order and served him like a slave. He gave his daughter Sharmishta to Devayani, and Sharmishta served Devayani like a slave along with thousands of other women. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the beginning of these affairs concerning Sharmishta and Devayani, we saw that Sharmishta had many friends. Now these friends became maidservants of Devayani. When a girl married a Kshatriya king, it was customary for all her girlfriends to go with her to her husband's house. For instance, when Vasudev married Devaki, the mother of Krishna, he married all six of her sisters, and she also had many friends who accompanied her. A king would maintain not only his wife, but also the many friends and maidservants of his wife. Some of these maidservants would become pregnant and give birth to children. Such children were accepted as Dasi Putra, the sons of the maidservants, and the king would maintain them. The female population is always greater than the male, but since a woman needs to be protected by a man, the king would maintain many girls who acted either as friends or as maidservants of the queen. In the history of Krishna's household life, we find that Krishna married 16,108 wives. These were not maidservants but direct queens. And Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms to maintain different establishments for each and every wife. This is not possible for ordinary man. Therefore, although the kings had to maintain many, many servants and wives, not all of them had different establishments. Om Agyan Timrandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kalpataru Bhashcha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Evacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhayo Vaishnave Bhayo Namo Namaha श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो दिस इंटरेस्टिंग एपिसोड बिटवीन देवयानी एंड हर फ्रेंड शर्मिष्ठा has reached a stage where can you reduce the volume a little bit where now the parents of the two young ladies are also involved in the discussion, and these are not like ordinary people. Devyani's father is a learned Brahmin, Shukracharya, who is the spiritual master of demons, and Vishvarva is also the king there. And now it has reached a stage where the parents got involved. So when I was reading this chapter generally, certain things which came to why, first of all, I thought that such a story is appears in Srimad Bhagavatam. Here the two young ladies, they are arguing or fighting with each other, and their parents are getting involved and so on. So what is there in this particular chapter for us to take home? And then I felt that for us, the interesting and important thing to note from here is that pride and envy can easily destroy our humility and our capacity for tolerance. So just by a small incident, a very, very insignificant incident, where Sharmishta happened to wear clothes of Devyani, and that also in a hurry, unknowingly, it has exploded into such a big situation that the demigod's spiritual master himself is involved. So the other point which I felt, why did Shukracharya get involved? Because of attachment to his daughter. Now, Shukracharya, being such a learned person, could have very easily chastised his own daughter to say that these are insignificant, incidents, and she shouldn't pay much attention to that. But a person of his caliber got involved because he didn't want his daughter to feel insulted or, feel neglected or being insulted by the king's daughter. So he got involved. And also, as we see, Vishvarva also got involved in that. So imagine that two such important persons are getting involved on this trivial matter. Now, this is something like in today's situation, if we have some small issues between two persons, then really the important leaders of the society, they get involved to sort out the differences. So that is one message what I got, that the learned and grown-up people, they have to look at the situation in a way where they could teach from that situation each and every person something. So there was something to learn for Devyani, there was something to learn for Sharmishta, but it looks like because of the attachment of the parents, those things got sidetracked, and it is resulting into a situation where Shukracharya had to go to Vishvaprabha's, to Rishabharva, and kind of demand that, demand something in return for the insult Sharmishta caused to Devayani. And Vishvaprabha, being a smart person, he felt that in case he offends Shukracharya, then it would bring danger. And if Shukracharya is pleased, then there will be material gain. This is what it is said here. So therefore, for his own personal and selfish benefit motive, he agreed to give whatever Devyani asked for. Now, it also indicates here there is another lesson for us in whatever ashram or whatever, you know, age group we might be in. This is a very important lesson for us that our juniors, or we are responsible for the acts and, you know, you can say the acts of our, you know, juniors. So as a parent, we are responsible. We have to take some responsibility for whatever children are doing. As ashram leader, Swal Prabhu has to take a responsibility for what brahmacharis are doing. And as community leader, our leaders have to take responsibility for what the community members are doing. And this is a very important thing, and we have several examples of this kind of situation where the seniors or the grown-ups, they have to take the responsibilities in such situations. So what does it mean? That the actions of subordinates or juniors, they have consequences not only for them but also for their superiors, as is exhibited here, that Vishprava had to agree to whatever Shukracharya or his daughter Devyani asked for. So I read that in a kingdom, a king enjoys 1/6 credit for pious activities of his subjects. So if the subjects are doing, you know, good activities, pious activities, they are following the scriptures and so on, then part of the benefits, 1/6 of the benefit, goes to the king. So similarly, if the subjects are engaged in rascal-like activities, then also king gets the reaction. So it becomes very important then for his king to make sure that the subjects are properly trained, they are knowledgeable of their responsibilities, and they conduct themselves that way. A couple of years ago, there was a big, in automobile industry, there was a very big scandal, I think you would know, where Volkswagen is a big German car. They had been declaring that their pollution levels were within the limits prescribed by the government. And at some stage, it turned out that they were fooling the people. Their pollution levels were, the emission pollution was much higher than the limit. And it became an issue where the CEO and managing director of Volkswagen, they were fired. They had to leave their job. And not only that, the company as such had to pay millions of dollars in fine to US government. And I don't know about other part of the world. So it was not that the CEO of the company or the managing director of the company was personally responsible for this. It was people who were several layers lower who prepared those reports, and they submitted them, and they were eventually submitted to the authorities, and they were believed. But as and when it was known that they had cheated, the consequences were there, and the top of the top management of the organization were taken to task. They had to they were fired, and they had to pay some fine to the US government. So there are other such examples, several examples where, you know, we, if my child makes a mischief, then, you know, I will be responsible for it. If my child is making, you know, some big complication or creating ruckus in Sunday school, Krishnarchana Mataji will come to the parent and say that your child is not behaving properly and please, you know, do something about it. So I'm trying to convey that the seniors, the grown-ups, the leaders, they have to take the responsibilities of the actions of people who are in their, under their care. Now, what could one do? So, Shukracharya is such a learned person. He is a spiritual master of demigods. He is a very, very qualified Brahman. Now, if he had trained his own daughter in a proper way, then this situation wouldn't have arisen. As a Brahman, we, like I mentioned it last time also, the qualities of a Brahman are humility, we talk about, you know, tolerance, we talk about, you know, the duty of a Brahman is to impart knowledge to the rest of the society. But what we see here is that his own daughter was living in such a situation where just a small act by Sharmishta, you know, really created a lot of anger for her, and her father had to be involved in this. Now, for us, what is important now? If we go by what is stated here and what we just discussed, now we, all of us, we represent ISKCON. We represent Srila Prabhupada. So, what is important for us? First of all, we should know what is the mission of Srila Prabhupada, what is mission of ISKCON, and how do we conduct ourselves in public. Because the way we conduct ourselves in public, that's how people will know ISKCON. If I go out on the street and I talk to people in a positive, nice, cordial, friendly way, then they will feel that ISKCON devotees, ISKCON members are very friendly people. On the other hand, if I go and misbehave with people, then they will feel that this is what ISKCON stands for. So it's important for us, that's the message I'm trying to, you know, the point I'm trying to make, that whatever we do, it has consequences. Like we say, it's like laws of karma, that whatever actions we do, there are reactions to it. The reactions can be positive depending on the nature of our act, or it could be negative if we are involved, if we are doing something which is against the scriptures, which is not bona fide. So the public opinion will be formed based on our conduct. So what do we do from here? Now I may not really know how I have to conduct myself. Or I may be conducting myself in a way and I feel that this is the best way, but that may not be something which is constant for. So there, the role of the superior becomes very important. So normally, a subordinate or a, you know, a new person will learn as he sees his superiors. So there it becomes even much and more, it becomes even more important for us to conduct ourselves properly, not only outside, you know, our environment, outside our temple or outside our house, but within our, where we live. We have to conduct ourselves in a nice way so that others can also learn from our association. Others can also learn from our activities, how we conduct ourselves. So, for example, if the leader of the organization is talking to everybody rudely, is not behaving properly, then this is how the members of the organization will also do. Because what they, you know, do, what is being done to you, you do it to others. On the other hand, if we find that the leader of the organization, the ashram leader or the president, they are very caring, they listen to you, they are compassionate, they empathize with you, and they are friendly people, then this is how you will also behave. So it puts a lot of responsibility also on the leaders and the senior members of the society, that it is their responsibility to make the younger generation aware of their responsibilities and the way they conduct. When in Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter, when Arjuna is giving arguments to Krishna why he doesn't want to fight, and one of the arguments he gives is that in case there is a war, the seniors of the society at that time, they would be all killed, and they are the one who have to give proper sanskars to the younger generation. And if those elderly people, knowledgeable people, they are not there, that means the population will be polluted. Women will be polluted, population will be polluted, and this is not going to be a very happy situation for the society in general. So, then of course, Krishna explains to him why it was important for him to fight. But for us, also it is very important that we learn from our seniors and conduct ourselves properly, because that's how people will talk about Srila Prabhupada, that's how they are going to form an opinion about ISKCON. Then one more point which I want to make here is that Prabhupada talks about Krishna and his 16,108 wives in purport. So I remember once I was in Vrindavan, and I was this auto rickshaw, I was traveling in that, and I just was talking to the driver in Hindi, and our conversation was there, and I said, it is such, you are so fortunate, you are living in Vrindavan and you are serving here, and so many devotees come, you take them around and so on, even though they are paying you, but still you are doing a great service. And and then I was talking about Lord Krishna a little bit. Then he says, yes, that's very interesting, Krishna had so many girlfriends. So, so he was trying to take the discussion in that direction. And then, so that was there. And later on, when I attended one of the classes of my spiritual master, His Holiness Ramapada Maharaj, so he was talking about imitation and following. So, number of times, ignorant people, especially people with less knowledge, we look at somebody and how a great person or a senior leader is conducting himself, and we try to imitate without really knowing whether we have those qualifications or not. So, same way, Srila Prabhupada is saying here that though Krishna had 16,108 wives, first of all, most of the people may not even know that who they were. So they were all great devotees of the Lord, and they had a strong desire that they wanted to have this particular rasa with Krishna. So Krishna fulfills the desires of his devotees, and because they desired that way, he fulfilled their desire as well. And now the question comes that if somebody wants to imitate Krishna, I'm not even saying 16,108, even sometimes it is not very easy to maintain one wife. So what to talk of thousands of wives? So we have to be careful, and we have to see what our capabilities are, and accordingly we have to act. Maybe there is a lesson in a particular pastime of the Lord, and that's what we have to understand, and not the superficial act itself. So it says here that Prabhupada says that these were not maid servants but direct queens, and Krishna expanded himself into 16,108 forms to maintain different establishments for each and every wife, and this is not possible for ordinary man. Once I was here in the temple in the evening, and there was a person sitting in the lobby. So he said he was waiting for prasadam. So I said, okay, I invited him to have prasadam because there were a lot of prasadam and there were not many people in the temple. So I knew there will be eventually throwing away some of it. So why not let him, honor some prasadam and benefit from it. And he knew that in our temple, visitors and devotees, they would get prasadam. So this door was locked. So I opened it for him and I invited him to come with me. And I decided that I will be with him while he, honors the prasadam and then see him off. So as we were going down, we were like close to each other. We were walking side by side. And I could smell liquor in his breath. So he had been drinking, consuming liquor. So I immediately said, sorry, you are consuming liquor. I am not, at all allowing you to come down. Please come back. And he was very upset with me. He says, what do you mean? I am not doing this thing. I said, no, I could smell it. You don't have to tell me this. This is enough. Just come back and sit there. So he was arguing. He started arguing. So I said, I will go and get prasadam for you, but you don't come down. You can eat here and then you can leave. And then he says, you know what my name is? So I said, how do I know? And then his name was one of Krishna's names. Many of Krishna's names, that was his name. So he said, my name is same as Krishna's name. So I said, that may be true, but do you do things which Krishna did? So that is what important. Sometimes we try to imitate, these personalities, the great personalities. We see, this is how my spiritual master, he eats only this kind of food. That's what I should do. He walks like this. He sleeps like that. So all we try to imitate without really knowing that we may not have those, capabilities and that kind of consciousness which a senior devotee or that great personality has. So the final statement which I am going to make is that in our environment we have to carry out instructions of Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual masters, our leaders, in a consistent and steady way. And at the same time, our leaders, our seniors, they have to act responsibly so that even juniors, new persons, they can also learn how to conduct themselves in a proper and shastric way. Thank you. Any discussions, comments?
Wondering if you have any practical advice how to become more responsible or mature devotee.
Thank you. So I sometimes ask this question, and I discuss this with also devotees about the importance of living in the temple. Some of us do not do that, but there are a number of young people, we see they take this, a conscious decision to come and live in the temple. And then I ask that why is it important for you know, somebody's devotional life to live in temple. Because most of the activities which a devotee in the temple does, engages in, even one can do that from outside. The devotees in the temple, they engage themselves in various services. Even grihasthas are doing that, sometimes maybe more than the temple devotees. And they come and do the service, they preach, temple devotees are preaching, they go on book distribution, the grihasthas are also doing that. So, if you look at it, in most activities, there are lot of similarities. But there are some differences which are very, very remarkable, and which a person who is not staying in the temple will always miss. He will not have any access to that. And that is association. So by virtue of being here in the temple, you are getting association of devotees 24/7 practically. And that's where we can learn a lot from the behavior and the conduct of our associates. Also, we can be an example for them. So it's not always that I am at the learning end. Sometimes I may be also a role model for others. So that's why I feel that staying here in the temple gives us the opportunity to learn from the experience and the conduct of others, and also to give kind of opportunities to others to learn from us. So I feel that is really very, very important and helpful. Yes, Prabhu, there are two more candidates.
Was just reflecting. I was discussing yesterday with my wife, and you brought it out today in your class about Sukracharya's involvement in this whole rift between the two young ladies or young, girls, and the fact that. You mentioned the responsibilities of parenthood, that the fact is that the responsibility is there and we should not neglect it. It's not that, now is this all complications, I should renounce this thing and take. No, you're a parent, you take responsibility. So it was the responsibility of Sukracharya to take care of his daughter, but in one sense, he had to educate her, help her. Yeah. And the choice that he made was almost to wash his hands. He just went to the king to demand, just please her. The king, I want to please you. And he said, you please me by pleasing her. Just do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
So it's almost that you leave your child or those who are your dependents to, okay, whatever you want,
Okay.
So it's almost, and the starting point that Devayani had at that point, as you mentioned, was, she started this whole thing with anger and sort of, looking down on this other girl. And then the whole thing escalated. So in that sense, he neglected his duty in one sense, and then the result was that the whole difficulty continued through the pastime. And obviously this is great people, so at the end she became the mother, Devayani became the mother of such a great personality as Yadu, and Sharmishtha became the mother of such a great personality as Puru. So and King Jayati obtained liberation.
Yeah.
Devayani obtained liberation. So, these are not ordinary people.
Mm-hmm.
However, as you say, the past and you know teach us something. One thing that I wanted to ask is, in carrying one's responsibility and dealing with those who are your dependents, sometimes you see that your dependent is not ready for the lesson, is very much determined to, this is the way I want, and I'm not willing to, you know, listen to anything else. Anything else doesn't make sense to me, it's unjust, you know, I have my understanding of how things should be. Mm-hmm. So you have the responsibility to teach, but at the same time, you know, you can confront the situation that the individual is not ready to retake the lesson.
That's true.
So what do you say in those situations? So,
first I will comment on your initial, you know, statements you made, that Srila Prabhupada said, asked, who is a disciple? And then he himself answered that the person who conducts or lives in a disciplined way. So as a parent, or we have a responsibility also to bring up our children or those who are under our care, to, you know, make them understand the importance of discipline. And when in the earlier Vedic times, even the prince used to go to ashram of a guru to, you know, for education. It was not like they were used to living in the palace. They were used to all the comforts of life, but still, so that they get familiar with a disciplined way of living, they were sent to ashram. So that is the importance of discipline in our lives. Now, answering your second question, it is true that everybody is not everybody is not going to receive the instructions which you are giving in the same way. It will also depend on how their upbringing from the beginning, from their childhood, their upbringing, and so on. And also, we may have to, we may have to understand the nature of the person and accordingly interact with him. Because if we, normally what happens in general situation is that we have to deal with, say, 10 people or 10 students. And we want to deal with all the 10 students the same way, which is what happens in the modern education system. And this is where the modern education system is at a flaw. Because everybody who is in a class, whether he has interest in a particular subject, but he has to study it, because that's how the curriculum is. Whereas in the earlier system, of the system I was talking about, going to ashram, the guru, the spiritual master, will study the nature of each and every student individually, and then according to the nature of the student, he will instruct them. He will assign them, lessons. He will assign them tasks which are compatible with their nature. So that's one thing which is important. And the other thing is, some people learn fast, some people learn slowly. And also, I think I have heard this so many times about our spiritual master, that lot of patience is required in that position. When you are training somebody, lot of patience is needed, because sometimes we feel, I have seen it, I can just share with you about training pujaris for doing some service on the altar. They have been pujaris who have learned the service in one day. You have to just show them one time how to do a particular service, and next time they will carry it out perfectly, You don't have to tell them second time. We have very good pujaris, very nice brahmanas, very nice devotees, and they would take 1 month to learn their service. So then, now what? Now the person who is training them can lose patience and say, come on, you know, what kind of a devotee are you? I've been training you for 1 month. You don't even know how to do aarti. So that's where the patience is required. So, and that is a very important quality of a trainer or a teacher. They have to have patience with their students, and if they have such, devotees or students under their care who need some special attention, they should be ready for it. As a matter of fact, training or teaching is a big sacrifice. It is not just a small, you know, job that you have to do. It's a very big sacrifice you are doing. And you have to be prepared for that in that mood. And then, with that mood, if we approach the persons who are under our care, it will have more impact. Rather than, some of us may believe that, okay, this is what it is. We read out certain instructions, we make some presentations, and so on, and say, okay, from tomorrow, this is what you are going to do. But somebody who may not be exposed to that kind of environment, he will have really hard time to understand it. So we may need to be more patient with them, we need to explain them more, and maybe gradually and slowly, they will learn what you are trying to make them understand. Yes, Prabhu. And unfortunately, the modern education system doesn't work that way. You know, we are products of the modern education system where we learn, the teacher comes, he teaches you this, and that's the end of it. Rest is left up to you, how you do it. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your class. You were mentioning how we should be good role models so people can formulate positive opinions about devotees. The one thing that comes to mind is that in the scriptures, it doesn't matter how great the saint's behavior is, sometimes people still don't like him. Hiranyakashipu was envious of Prahlad. Ramachandra Khan was envious of Haridasa Kaur. Durvasa was envious of Ambarish. So there's a quote by Martin Luther King. He says, nobody is unhappy about praise, even if they know they don't deserve it, and even if they don't believe it. The only people who are unhappy about praise is when that praise is going too much towards somebody else. And the reason I appreciate this, so my question is related to this fact, is that in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Api chesu dharacharo bhajate mam ananya bhak, that even if one commits some mistakes, and we all commit mistakes, so the tendency is that when we commit mistakes, we try to cover it up. We don't want anyone to know. We want to formulate people have a good opinion about us. And there's a quote that says, there's nothing that travels faster than the speed of light, with the possible exception of bad news. And so that's the tendency. So how can a devotee still be a good role model while at the same time committing mistakes? Because the tendency is that you try to cover all your faults. Because sometimes everyone's under the mold, so you're afraid about your reputation, which could also be a stumbling block to be a good role model, always trying to cover up your mistakes. So maybe you could elaborate on some of those points.
I don't think I have answer to that, because I also try to cover my mistakes. But I would like to share a couple of, you know, incidents with you. I was once in the pujari room. We had some festival, and there were several other senior, devotees also there. We had some services and so on. And one senior devotee said to me, oh, Prabhu, you are such a nice, great devotee. I said, thank you. then, you know, like it was festival, so we were there for extended hours, lot of time. And then after some time, again, there was an opportunity to interact, and he says, Prabhu, you are such a great, nice devotee. So then I said, Prabhu, don't say it too often, because I will start believing it. So it is very easy to, get into that mood that somebody is praising you, even if you don't deserve it, we accept it very graciously. So one has to be careful about that other person maybe is a nice compassionate soul, and he is just trying to motivate us. He is just trying to encourage us by saying positive, you know, words to us. So we, you know, everybody knows one's capability. I was once reading that people have three characters. One is which we try to show to everybody. The second is what others think we have. Okay, I may try to show whatever I may want, but you know exactly, you will know that, okay, you know, oh, he tries to say this, he tries to talk like that, he tries to act like that, but I know his real, you know, self. And the third one is that what we know we have. And that is the most important thing. So if somebody comes to me and, you know, says things which I know I'm not really, you know, deserve it, I have to thank the other person for being kind, but at the same time I also have to know that these are just word of kindness. Out of his love, affection and kindness, that person is making those statements, and I do not really have to take them as it is. So that's one thing. The second part of your question was, can you just repeat that you were saying?
Also, I think more or less answered the whole question, but then the second part of the question answered
that. Hare Krishna. You answer, I guess, I don't know if it was a two-part question, maybe it was, but you answered the first part where how we try to put a facade on, because the tendency is that we want everyone to have a good ideal, but that could also be a stumbling block to being a good role model. Mm-hmm. So if I had to ask the second question, like I said, it doesn't matter what you do, people will find fault, but that's nothing out of our control. So how do we give up this desire for reputation? I mean, I think you answered it essentially, yeah. So I don't know exactly what you want me to ask. I think you more or less answered my full question. So
I had a point, you know, in my notes, which I did not discuss, and that was to talk a little bit about humility. Suhal Prabhu gave the class on Wednesday, and he talked very nicely about it. He discussed in detail about Vishwanath Chakravarti's, you know, description, and also about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's description about humility and how to cultivate it. And I wanted to also talk a little bit about it, because that is such an important aspect, especially under our current episode, that none of the person involved is showing any humility, you know, practicing any humility. Devyani is so upset, Sharmishtha is so upset, Shukracharya is so upset, and Rishabhprabha is so selfish that he says, okay, whatever you want, I'm ready to give, so long my kingdom is safe, I am safe. So when I was, growing in my initial days, this was a very important thing for me also to understand, that we hear this word so often, humility, 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 be humble. Humility is the real ornament of a devotee, correct? And the whole Shikshastram is based on how to be humble and tolerant. So how do we be humble? So how do we cultivate humility? That part he has already covered. So but I was thinking that the important thing is to know what humility is. And what I heard is to know our true constitutional position. We see people write big emails, and they will write, dear so-and-so, Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And then after that, you know, we start saying, you haven't done this, you don't do this, you don't do that, and this is what you have to do. And then in the end we write, your servant. So when I was reading one of the books by some of the devotee, and with my little bit of, you know, being Indian background and knowledge of Hindi and some knowledge of Sanskrit, I was trying to, I read the meaning of word Prabhu. So what does the word Prabhu means? We all call everybody Prabhu, correct? Anybody? Now I've become so much used to calling a, you know, male person Prabhu that some of my clients, they don't have anything to do with ISKCON or Krishna consciousness, and I'm talking to them over the phone and I say to them, but Prabhu, this is the thing, you know, I have emailed you your ticket, or I'm talking to, you know, my cell phone company and the associate who's on the phone, I'm saying, but Prabhu, this is not the case. So it has become a natural way of addressing people rather than treating them like Prabhu. So Prabhu is master, correct? So if I am calling you Prabhu, that means whatever instructions you are giving me, whatever you are saying, I have to accept. That is the true relationship of a Prabhu and a Das. So we have to, now it's very difficult, it is very easy to say that, but I know it is not really so easy to, you know, practice. But the important thing is that we maintain that cool composure, we don't get upset, and we, if some advice is coming to us, if some instructions are coming to us, we receive them in a proper mood. Even if we have to differ with the person, we should differ with the person in a, you know, cordial and a civilized way rather than exploding. So final statement, that I can have some influence on myself. I cannot influence others or others' behavior, others' thinking. I cannot do that, but I can have some control and some influence on my own conduct and my own behavior, and that's what I should work on. Unfortunately, we try to work on the behaviors of other people. we are experts in that. You know, even if you don't deserve any improvement, I still can tell you, you know, how to be a better person. But I do not look how I can try to improve myself. Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.